Starting to feel old. I hate it. Of course I hate it. No one's like, I'm starting to feel old. I hope I can't walk someday. That doesn't happen. And I know that I'm in my 30s. It's not that old. But it's in your 30s when you start even knowing that you're getting older. You can't even, you have no idea you're getting older in your 20s. That's like a program that's running underneath Windows. It's happening. You just don't get to look at it. But it is deleting all of your files. But I can pinpoint the exact moment when it dawned on me, when I realized I was getting older. Because I felt cooler than I've ever felt in my life for 5 minutes. And then I felt older than I've ever felt in my life immediately. I was in a car. I was at a stoplight. There was a 25-year-old black dude and his white buddy hanging out at the corner. The black guy pointed to his white friend, and then he pointed at me, and he was like, will you tell this fool who KRS-One was? And I was like, of course. He was the rapper in Boogie Down Productions. And he goes, thank you. And I was like, well, that guy knew I was cool enough to know who KRS-One was. And then I was like, wait a minute. KRS-One's from the 80s. That guy knew I was old enough. He might as well have been like, will you tell this fool who Michael Dukakis was? And then tell him about Where's the Beef? I was in Atlantic City. I met some real old people. And I know that's like saying I was in the forest and there were trees. But this woman on the elevator with me at the Tropicana had to be 90 at least. We go up one floor and a 90-year-old dude gets on. And immediately they start talking to each other. And she's like, great weather we're having today. And he goes, oh, you don't get too many of these in a row. She goes, well, I hope we get another one tomorrow. And he goes, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed. And I was like, are you kidding me? When I am 90, there is no more small talk. I don't have time. I see another 90-year-old, I don't care where we are. I'm just going to be like, okay, life after death, is it real? What do you got? We have a lot of accumulated wisdom. We do not have a lot of time. So, is there a God? Yes or no? What do you got? Because those questions are fun and hypothetical. When you're pulling bongs after your philosophy group at UCLA and you're all 21. But when you're 90, those questions are about to get practical as fuck. And whatever we tell ourselves, they do have right answers somewhere. And those people are about to see the teacher's edition. Now, I'm not afraid of death. I don't want to die particularly, but I'd be okay with it. I just would like a couple more helpings of life before it's all over. I'm having a good time. I'm a pretty optimistic guy. I love life. I think of life as like a giant 25-ounce bag of weed. When you first get it, you're like, this shit's gonna last forever! We can rip tubes all day long, we couldn't put a dent in this fucker. Then you get to be 35 and you're like, this was the big bag, right? This was the big bag? This bag seems a little light. I don't think I'm ripping tubes today. I'm gonna do like one hit and go to bed. I think that's, we gotta conserve this. Then you get to be 90, and you're like, well, there's one joint left. I hope it's a good one. And I think that's where religion comes from. The people were like, dude, this life is some good shit. Did you leave this bag for, who left? Did you leave this bag for us? That was cool of you, dude. My life's some good shit. Do you need anything? I don't know, like some incense or a fatted calf or this useless skin on the end of my dick? Like what? Is there something you don't want us to let gay people do? How do we get more bags?